Well, today we start a new teaching series. And on some occasions, as we've begun such a series, we've had a little introduction to give us a bit of context before we read the scriptures, to prepare us both in heart and mind for what we're going to read. Of course, as we think about context, we maybe think about our times in the world. We think about the turbulent times that we are in, and we could name any number of different headlines which cause us a great deal of concern, and rightly so. And some of those may get picked up shortly in our prayers for others. No pressure, Richard. But it's not the only story, the only narrative to our times. Recently, just the last couple of weeks, the Bible Society of England and Wales released a piece of research called The Quiet Revival, because their research showed that church attendance is on the rise. And indeed, amongst us here just now, there are a number of faces around that I don't recognize, which is lovely because I'm between two places and don't get to know. So welcome to you. But in this research, alongside the rise of faith, which was especially amongst young people and young men, they also noticed that you could claim that having a Christian faith was again being normalized. That arguably it was even attractive in our culture, because for the majority of churchgoers, going to church, having faith, seemed to reduce anxiety and increase hope. What is more, non-churchgoers would say that if they were invited by a family or friend, that 31% of them, 3 out of 10, would go to church if given the invitation. But relationship was always key to that, as it would be recommending the Bible. If a preacher, a public figure, an intellectual encourages someone to read the Bible, only 1 in 10, roughly, will take up the opportunity. But if from a friend or family member, then 1 in 5, double the number, will take up that opportunity instead. So our times show some encouraging signs. But it has been noted in recent decades and still in recent writings that Western society seems to want the fruit of Christianity without the roots of Christianity. We want the hallmarks of the kingdom of God, but we don't necessarily want God as king. And that's despite Christianity bringing about much that we take for granted in society. The idea of justice for all. The idea of compassion and human dignity, this was all nurtured through the Christian faith within Western society. It's something that I say to the primary sevens when I go and visit with them, and in one of their RME classes we get a little bit philosophical, which they manage to forbear for the half hour that I'm with them. But I share with them that one of the German philosophers, Friedrich Nietzsche, I'm sure I've just rubbished his name terribly, so don't pick up on that too much. But he was an atheist. He said that God is dead. That was one of his famous quotes. But he was also one of the individuals who argued that concepts like equal rights for all, which we would all want to safeguard, well, that came about through Christian teaching and through the moral framework given to us in the scriptures. And so today we're beginning a new teaching series on the Ten Commandments, because those alongside the teaching of Jesus have shaped our Western society. And that even though they were written 3,500 years ago, they still have relevance for us today. They can be read in the biblical books of Exodus and Deuteronomy, and today we will focus in particular on Commands 1 and 2.